Tribe with Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Indians, brought to you by Dale's Market and Deli at 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. Bob, I wonder if there's been a time where they've had a team, you know, this is baseball with their weird stats, where a team hit a two-run homer, a three-run homer, and then a grand slam all in one inning. Now, if they had only hit a solo homer to start, we would have had like a royal flush or something. That was just amazing. And even Tom Hamilton said, for those people still coming through the turnstile, they'll get into their seats and look at the score and think, what time did this game start?
Exactly. It was a wild, obviously, a wild second inning there yesterday. I don't know the answer to your question about if a team hit a two-run homer, three-run homer, and a grand slam. I do know it's been a long time since we had hit three homers in one inning. But, yeah, the oddity of that game, we were a solo homer shy of having a home run cycle in one inning. That just shows the sheer dominance of the Cleveland Indians over the Royals yesterday. A great weekend, over 100,000 fans for the weekend. Just shutout baseball against the Royals. Hopefully put them in the rearview mirror. And now we have put ourselves in a position where we have the second-best record in the American League, just 5.5 games back of Houston. No one, I think, ever thought that anybody would be able to catch the Houston Astros in the American League, but we're only 5.5 back from the group that has the best record in the American League. So we've been playing really good baseball of late.
Bob, it seems like Carlos Santana is coming on strong at a good time.
Yeah, he gets a little bit streaky. Sometimes his bat gets a little long, and but when he's short and compact to the baseball, he's as good a hitter as anybody. And, he had a couple days there where his back flared up on him, so he needed to sit and relax. But, Carlos is a terrific hitter, and one thing about Carlos Santana I wish our fans really gave him credit for was he's a hard-nosed guy. He really was hurting for him to get out of the lineup. He comes to the ballpark every day and plays hard and gives it his all. And it's nice to see when he gets rolling. The guy I think a lot of us are happy for is Yan Gomes. He's struggled the last couple of years offensively, and when he's able to chip in and do things, it really gives a boost to everybody.
What was Yan Gomes' nickname yesterday?
Gomer, I think. If I have them all memorized. But I think his was Gomer.
Changes from an S to an R. That's not much, but okay. I guess. Mr. Smiles was the ambassador for this whole thing yesterday, and as we played the home run that he had, it's very kind of a unique thing for them to come up with their own nickname jerseys. That's kind of an interesting thing over the weekend. But now we're on to take on the Yankees. Corey Kluber on the mound tonight, and
yep.
I'm hoping for a shutout. Because I think if we shut out like four in a row or something, it goes back to 1948 the last time. There's these references to sort of 50s, 48 that I've seen coming up lately too, which is a positive thing for the way the Indians played during those eras.
Well, every time Corey Kluber takes the mound, you're going to the history books doing some research, what he's been able to accomplish. And with the missing a whole month of baseball, missing the month of May, and he's still doing things, fastest pitcher to get to 200 strikeouts in a season. That's a pretty impressive statistic when you miss a whole month of a season and you're going up against guys like Bob Feller and Sam McDowell and Louis Tion, who are strikeout artists. So, every time he takes the mound, you expect something special to happen. Yeah, we go to New York for three. Then we go to Detroit. On your schedule, it says three, but it's actually four with a makeup game, and then four in Chicago. So another three-city road trip for 11 games. Let's hope we have the same kind of success as we did on our last 11-game road trip where we went 8-3, and then to go 5-2 on this homestand. The Tribe's on a roll, playing well. We're hitting it, we're pitching it, and we're catching it, and that's put us in a real good spot right now as we head into September.
Absolutely. When the hitting and the pitching and the defense all come together, we put up a lot of zeros on the other side. So that's the way things are working out for us. And we will talk again next week. We'll work our schedule out because next Monday is Labor Day, Bob. So we'll work out a schedule to get you on the air next week as well, talking about Indians baseball. And we will talk again soon, Bob. Have a good week.
You got it, boys. Take care. Have a great week. Don't try.